I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Woo-hoo, that Pokemon Go thing is still a thing, apparently. People are still doing it, and it's causing problems in Cincinnati at a cemetery. Graveside services have been interrupted at St. Joseph's Cemetery because of the Pokemon Go players. You know this deal where they got their heads buried in their phones and they're supposed to visit certain stops, Pokestops or something that they're called, and they put them in all different places. Well, this cemetery is on the list of Pokestops, and they get at least a funeral a day at the cemetery. And a cemetery employee complained to these players. He says they'll drive right through the funeral. They won't stop. No respect whatsoever. Drive through a funeral, get to where they have to go. And where they have to go were sites in the cemetery where players can collect treasures like potions and Pokeballs. They drive around the cemetery looking at their phones, but they never get stop out and visit a grave. One player actually ran into a tree. The Golden Virgin Mary in the cemetery is one of the most popular Pokestops. The cemetery has asked Nintendo to please remove it from the game. The response was they would have to review that request.
Reporting in the StarTribune.com out of Minnesota, the Minneapolis area, we go to the Como Zoo where things started to go haywire about 5:30 on Saturday afternoon when two men, apparently who had been drinking quite a bit, scaled 2 4-foot fences to climb into the giraffe exhibit. They wanted a better view of the giraffe, said a St. Paul police spokesperson of the 21-year-old and 23-year-old. It's 30 feet tall. You can't see it from behind the fence. A security officer was alerted to the incident when patrons started yelling and pointing, "There's some idiots in the giraffe bin." They spooked the giraffes, and the giraffes started to run to the sides and away from the people. The security officers ordered the men out and held them there until police could sight them and release them. The men scaled 2 4-foot fences into the giraffe feeding station, then climbed down 4 feet into the exhibit past a sign that says, "Please do not climb over the rail." The first man was sitting on a ledge inside the exhibit when the security officer witnessed the second man climbing over the fence. They were probably only in the pen about 90 seconds, but the zookeeper says, "Giraffes are skittish and flee danger, but they can also cause serious harm." Quote, "If you get kicked by a giraffe, you wouldn't be around to talk about it." They say 18 feet tall, 35 miles an hour, and 3,000 pounds. And there's some video going around right now of giraffes fighting, that neck fighting. Have you seen that where they just...
I've seen the neck fighting.
Yeah, there's a couple new ones out right now with the neck fighting.
But I know
brutal.
Most of their height is in their necks, but they got pretty long legs.
Sure,
so if you're going 35 mile, if they're getting a run-up, a 35-mile-an-hour run-up and then a kick, mm-hmm. like you're a football, yeah, you're going to go flying.
That's an 80-yard field goal.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the island of Whidbey.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Let's see what's on the call sheet today. Friday, March 24th, 8:42 a.m., Almond Loop. A 911 call came in from someone missing their sunglasses.
Well, they didn't even need them yet. It hadn't even been sunny yet.
They're just getting ready for the summer.
Okay.
Friday, March 24th, 6:49 p.m., City Beach Street. There's a report of a guy sitting in the front seat of a car, and it looks like his eyes are rolling back into his head. Saturday, March 25th, 5:20 p.m., 2nd Avenue. A guy called 911 to say, "There's some fake house cleaning people at the neighbors." Monday, March 27th, 1:33 p.m., Kettle Street. A woman called 911 to say her ex-husband just randomly showed up at her house asking if she wants to buy a TV stand. Tuesday, March 28th.
911.
Tuesday, March 28th, 11:06 a.m., 6th Avenue. The neighbors are fighting and swearing. And finally, Sunday, March 26th, 6:22 p.m., Barlow Street. A guy called 911 to say he's got three people smoking pot and peeing on his building.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.